Welcome to the DJBC Happy Half Hour. I am your master of ceremonies, Brian Curtis. It's a packed 30 minutes. Well, it's filler time, as we call it, because right now there's no show on this half hour time slot. So there is a lot going on, and I couldn't wait till next week to share all the news that has been going on. So with that said, let's kick off the show. From Columbus Community Radio, 92.7, 98.3, and WCRSFM.org, this is the DJBC Happy Half Hour. Well, yes, the show is, well, not live. It's pre-recorded. It is high noon on Monday. Yes, high noon. We may or may not have breaking news as this airs now. You know, the free urban rally behind the toilet bowl known as the horseshoe, known as Ohio Stadium, is taking place right now. Yes, there are people in support of Urban Meyer, who is on paid administrative leave from his coaching duties from the Ohio State University, while all the hubbub of the last week has gone on. Well, actually, the last 2 weeks. It's time to go rewind, in case you've been living under a rock the last couple of weeks, like this show has, because we've been playing music shows. And in fact, in an hour, we got another music show for you. Wide receivers coach Zach Smith is fired for allegedly abusing his wife. This was 2 weeks ago today. Urban Meyer vehemently swept it under the rug during Big Ten media days. One was wondering, how much did he know? But then, fast forward to last Wednesday. Smith's ex-wife, Courtney, was interviewed on, I forget what website that was, and she said everything. She said she texted all the coaches' wives, including Shelley Meyer. So if Shelley knew, did Urban know? In fact, Smith is quoted as saying, "I'm going to tell Urban. I've got to tell Urban everything." And so Zach Smith was interviewed on ESPN on Friday, and he told his side of the story. Urban went, took him aside at practice one day and said, "Dude, what the heck is going on? If you hit a woman, you are fired immediately. You got that? If you hit her, you are fired." Because at Ohio, among Urban's rules is you treat women with respect. Somehow Trump forgot that rule. So on Wednesday, it was decided that Urban Meyer goes on a leave of absence, a paid leave of absence. Now, normally, this would not bode well for a coach in that position. Look at Tressel, for example. The guy lied to the NCAA about his player selling memorabilia for tattoos. Urban, well, told tall tales to the media. That is different. And on Friday, he backed it up by saying, "I went in compliance, blah, 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 blah." But Brett McMurphy, the guy who built the smoking gun that launched all this on Wednesday, some people are saying, wait, he edited it, this story. Is he credible? How much credibility does he have? Let's face it, if you change your story, you better make it a good one, because Paul Bunyan changed this story many, many times, and the story still turned out to be stale. This is not looking good for the rest of the country. And for those of you listening in Ann Arbor, East Lansing, State College, Lincoln, Madison, it's not okay to be celebrating. With the way it's going now, it's looking like Urban's going to get a slap on the wrist. Which leads us to tonight's little b-eye rally around the Urban poll, which has been taking part out the North Rotunda of the Ohio Stadium entrance. It's Monday night. Spend time with your kids. Kiss your wives. Go out to happy hour. Go fishing. But for God's sake, stay away from the shoe. It's like these fans have nothing better to do with their lives. They really don't. But it comes down to this. Winning games versus decency. Have you no decency? Ohio State, all they care about is winning football games. If Urban Meyer had lied to the NCAA along with the media and Ohio kept him, it would have gone to show how much integrity Ohio State has. None. Whatsoever. They've had none for years, for decades. While, yes, I'm a Michigan fan, but this is no laughing matter. We have stuff like domestic violence and then the stuff with the wrestling program, the whole sexual abuse thing with that doctor. We'll talk a little bit about that shortly. And then the whole dive coach thing. These are serious things, and these should be taken seriously to the fullest extent of the law. So there's a task force, three trustees of the university plus a couple of other people that are investigating this, and they said it was broken last night that it will take 2 weeks for them to investigate. Really? 2 weeks? 2 weeks? You realize this is going to lead to a slap on the wrist. They have no scruples. All they care about is winning football games at The Ohio. Plain and simple. That's all that matters. But if you want my 2 cents, I think that the Suckeyes need to fire Urban Meyer. That's right. Plain and simple. Even loyal supporter Paul Feinbaum, who this time Friday or Thursday said that Urban needs to go, and then Sunday's like, oh, Brett McMurphy made up stuff. He changed his story. He's like, no, I think Urban's going to get a slap on the wrist and a kiss in the hand. Make up your mind, Paul. Either you're going to say that Urban Meyer is going to go and work at McDonald's in about 2 weeks, or he'll be staying to watch Michigan beat the living shit out of the Buckeyes. Paul, if you're gonna change your story like Brett, make it a good one. But yeah, plain and simple, kids. Urban needs to go. Now! Not 2 weeks from now. Tonight! You heard it here. He pulled worse stuff down in Florida. Remember Florida? 30 of his players were arrested. Urban, like a mafioso, probably rumored to have allegedly covered up Aaron Hernandez's criminal activity down in Gainesville. You know, while Urban was fishing at the fishing pole with little Timmy Tebow, Aaron Hernandez was involved in a drive-by shooting. And Urban Meyer is loyal to Zach Smith. Yeah, that even down in Florida and even here at Ohio. Because Smith's now late grandfather, the legendary Earl Bruce, gave Urban his first big break in coaching, which leads to this. Ohio State, the Ohio, they have had a lack of candor since Woody Hayes sucker punched a Clemson player in the 1978 Gator Bowl. John Cooper, while being Michigan's bitch, let his players skip class and lack morals. Jim Tressel tried and failed to turn Maurice Claret into the right side of the law. It took a while for Maurice to wise up. He's improved now. The cardinal sin that Tressel committed was he lied to the NCAA during Tattoogate. A no-no. If you lie to the NCAA, goodbye, Felicia. You know, the DJBC Happy Hour debuted on WCRS during the orgasmic heat known as Tattoogate. Did he or didn't he? He did. And case in point here. Did he or didn't he? Did Urban Meyer know all the facts? Did he know everything? He did. He knew. Urban knew. In Michigan, while they may be having happy hour at Zingerman's again, this is no laughing matter. Haven't we learned anything from Joe Pa covering Jerry Sandusky's perverted deeds? Did we not learn anything from Art Briles, from Rick Pitino, and even Mr. Sweater Vest himself, Jim Tressel? Ohio State? They have a scummy, scummy way of running their athletic programs. Case in point. We're moving on from football to wrestling and the whole wrestling scandal which has been going on, and it's taken a little back seat because of the whole Urban scandal. This deceased, now deceased doctor who was accused of groping and fondling over 100 wrestlers and male students on the Ohio campus and you have this former coach, now U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan, has vehemently denied that there's anything going on. Oh, no, 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 nothing's been going on. Keep in mind, Jordan is a representative in rural Trump land, so take that to the bank, Trumpers, this November. But Jordan has denied what's been going on during those years that Strauss had access to the wrestling team and was the wrestling doctor. But the brave men, these brave men who came forward and said that the doctor touched me here, doctor did this, we need to believe them. We need to take this seriously. Good thing that this doctor is burning in hell right now. Because while he may be dead, his victims have to live with this for the rest of their lives. And that's not the only sport in Ohio that had problems right now. There was a former diving coach who groomed, I'm using groom in quotation marks, a 17-year-old girl. And there's an interview, I think, on the news this past week, and she described things that I cannot mention on the air because it's still light out. We're nowhere near safe harbor. If it was safe harbor, I probably would have said stuff, but it's not safe harbor, so I can't. But in the last 10 months, since the Me Too movement kicked off fully, this is the time to believe victims and not shame them, not sweep them under the rug, not play the blame game, not to throw people under the COTA bus. So, enough on this. Goodbye, Urban Felicia Meyer, Shelly Felicia Meyer, and Jean Felicia Smith. Don't let the door hit your asses on the way out. Okay, that's enough on the number 14 school of the Big Ten. This is the DJBC Happy Half Hour. Up next tomorrow is Election Day for some of you. Team O'Connor or Team Balder Trump? Can Danny O'Connor do what Connor Lamb did in the Pittsburgh area not too long ago? Find out after this. This is the DJBC Happy Half Hour on WCRS and WCRSFM.org.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Coming up in about 45 minutes, we're going back to 1980. That was a song from 1980 that unfortunately did not have room for on the show. I know, too many 6-minute disco songs. This is the DJBC Happy Hour, Happy Half Hour, that is, on WCRS-FM 92.7, 98.3, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org. And it's on the road again to election season, starting tomorrow, the race in the 12th district. From Worthington to Zanesville, from Dublin to Mansfield, from Clintonville to Cardington, from Granville to Belleville, from Westerville to Mount Gilead, and from Delaware to the University District, tomorrow is election day in the 12th U.S. Congressional District. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. You know, it's been 7 months since that district, which spans 7 counties, by the way. If you don't know which ones, Franklin, Delaware, Licking, Morrow, Marion, Richland, and Muskingum counties. All of Morrow, Delaware, and Licking counties are entirely in the 12th. It's been 7 months since the district had a congressman. You know, Pat T. Barry resigned after 17 years in Congress to be a lobbyist. Now Republicans are scared. They're scared! Now that the Democrats could conceivably win this not once, but perhaps twice over the next 3 months. More on why in just a moment. But you know, 1982 was the last time a Democrat represented the 12th District. You have to think of what life was like back then. E.T. debuted in movie theaters. Central High shuttered its doors to eventually become Cosi. Joni loved Chachi until he became a Trump supporter. And yet, in 35 years of Republican rule, the 12th became 2-1 Trumpers over Democrats. 1/3 of the 12th is in Franklin County, Delaware and Licking County being the backup swing counties. Those three counties represent 80% of the 12th district voters are in those three counties. That's key. While the other 20%, Balderson's gonna cruise through that. But that is key. Very key right there. O'Connor is gonna slam dunk Franklin County in a cinch. But it'll come down to Delaware County, where Sunday early voting was very close. Democrats edged Republicans by 1 with a bunch of undecideds in Delaware County, but Franklin County, it was like 4-1 Democrats over Republicans on Sunday and early voting over the weekend. Could it be? Could it happen? Over the last week, Trump and Pence were in town campaigning for their little guy, Troy Balderson. Pence in NERC and Trump at Olentangy Orange High School, which is just a stone throw from Polaris, where on Friday, some nice upstanding individual painted pro-Trump signs on the orange school rock, and then the school administrators painted over the rock, then some more Trumpers came back in, and then the school painted over the rock again. I know, it was a cat and mouse game up there in Lewis Center. But O'Connor, who is the Franklin County recorder, received the endorsement of the Columbus Dispatch just a month ago to help launch the blue tidal wave. And it comes push to shove. O'Connor is anti-Trump and, of course, anti-Pelosi. And he said on Hardball with Chris Matthews that he would recommend new leadership in Congress and would not vote Nancy Pelosi as the leader of the Democratic Party. And he's right. It's time for new blood in Congress. And at 31, Danny has it. Meanwhile, Balderson, who's a state senator from Zanesville, he is everything Trump. He says, oh, we're going to build the wall, or tax cuts for corporations, take away Medicare and Medicaid, retire at 67? Yeah, no. We're going to make that 87. I'm surprised that he survived that one blonde lady, as was her name, Melanie Lenigan, in the May primary, because I'm pretty sure that she was a cinch to win. She's like a She does real estate, I think, but it's time to take back this country from that 72-year-old Russian orangutan toddler in the White House. Trump is a Russian whore, basically. And is revealed over the weekend that Trump Jr. and Trump tweeted that the meeting with the Russians was to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. The proof is in the pudding. More so than with Urban Meyer. Central Ohio. Do you want the racist policies of Trump in your community? In our community? If you're listening to this from your white picket fence golf club front yard in New Albany, say no. If you're baling hay in Utica, say no. If you're listening to this at a brew pub in downtown Delaware, say hell no. And if you're swinging the golf clubs in your backyard in Powell, say, let me think about that for a minute. Hold my beer. And if you live in Clintonville, obviously you're saying, God, no. Otherwise, we're going to pack our bags and move to Toronto. The views and opinions of this segment don't reflect this show, since I personally can't vote for Danny unless I rent an apartment in Clintonville before in the next 2 months or move back home to beautiful uptown Westerville in the next 2 months for the November election, that is. But the views and opinions don't reflect this station or even this carriage house, which, while in the 3rd District, Joe Manchin needs a bone thrown at him. I think that's the Green Party candidate's name. Joe Manchick. Yeah. But Joe Manchick, yeah, the Green Party candidate, is also running. And it'll be deja vu. Why deja vu? They'll duke it out for round 2 in November. No matter who wins tomorrow, make America great again, 12th District. Send Danny O'Connor to Washington. And do it again in November. Because tomorrow's election only fills out the remainder of Pat Tiberi's term. Keep in mind that. Only the remainder of Pat Tiberi's remaining term. So in November, Balderson and O'Connor and Joe Manchin will duke it out for round 2, or L3, which is this November, which will be a sea of blue, starting on November 6th, when the Democrats will tell Trump to back off. The beginning of the end of the time of Trump will be near. This is the DJBC Happy Half Hour, and we're going to close out with some happenings around town.
And it's last call for the DJBC Happy
Half
Hour, so here's DJBC with his final thoughts.
That was the Facts of Life theme song. Mrs. G herself, Charlotte Ray, passed away last night at the young age of 92, best known for her role as the house mom on the 80s sitcom, which was a spinoff of Different Strokes, where she played the housekeeper during the first season of that show.
Looking for something to do? Look out, here is the Weekend Warrior.
Well, there's a lot going on this week. The African American Wellness Walk is this Saturday at Livingston Park in front of Nationwide Children's Hospital. Health screenings will begin at 7 a.m. and go till about 11:30. The walk itself steps off at 9:30 from the corner of Parsons and Livingston, going north on Parsons to Broad, Broad to Ohio. It will pass by the WCRS studios, so wave at the historic Hannah House when you walk by. I know I will be waving when I walk by. I will not forget, because I'm walking in it as well. And it goes down Ohio to Livingston, and then Livingston back to Children's. Also Saturday, right outside the studios, weather permitting, is the Free Press Second Saturday Salon. However, in the event of inclement weather, like in June, there's like about a 50% chance. As of Monday at like 12:49 when we tape this, it may be inside. Franklinton Fridays is this Friday in Franklinton. In Hilliard, Taste of Hilliard is this Wednesday at the McCoy Center. Next Wednesday at Hilliard Bradley is TEDx Hilliard. Everyone is doing their own TEDx. King Lincoln is doing theirs September 8th, just down the street from our studios at East High School, by the way. The Kosher Fest is this Sunday on the Green of Capital University. Also on the Green of Capital University this Friday night. Happy 110th birthday to our friends in Bexley. The main event returns to the Capitol Green this Friday after spending last month poolside at Jeffrey Park. Creekside Live is this Friday at Creekside in Old Gahanna. Summer in the 614 is this Saturday on the Worthington Village Green. National Night Out is tomorrow night. Finally, National Night Out is tomorrow night. There are several National Night Out events planned throughout the country, throughout the city, throughout our community, from the Hilltop, Berwick, Short North, Ganther's Place, Southern Orchards, Woodland Park. Shout out to you guys and your communities and all the communities that have National Night Out events tomorrow. South Central Commons got it started over the weekend over outside of Tato Heads on Parsons. But other communities who are not having events tomorrow will encourage their residents to leave their porch lights on in solidarity for National Night Out, which this year is the 35th anniversary of National Night Out. For more information on National Night Out, go to natw.org. N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, W as in Will.org. And oh yeah, right now there are a bunch of dumbasses rallying around their coach. Kids, go home! Cuddle with your spouses. Read to your kids. The love of Mary, don't support these bums. For 7.5 years on this show, I've said it best. Ohio State sucks. And Urban Meyer will be brought to justice in one way or another. With that said, we're going to talk more about this next week. And you know, shout out to the Big Walnut Creek Trail at Academy Park, where I did the video for the promo of tonight's show, wearing my Michigan t-shirt. Alright. Oh yeah, I forgot a news headline from 1980 that I forgot in the podcast. Screen Actors Guild strike happened in the summer of 1980, which is why it took 8 months to find out who shot JR. And the Emmys, the actors boycotted the Emmy Awards. Only one actor showed up, the late Powers Booth, who won for his role as Reverend Jim Jones in the Jim Jones tragedy. Wow. Talk about guts. And I'm a Michigan fan in Columbus, but that took a lot of moxie to show up to win an Emmy when your peers chose to stay at home. All right, we're done. Up now is an all-new Youth Beat Radio. And at 8, we're back at it as we go back in time to 1980. We got music from Queen, Devo, Olivia Newton-John, The Police, and more. See ya in 30.
This has been The Weekend Warrior. Have a great week.